Right you are, Adam. Now, it's expected that later this morning, BT will announce that it's finally acquired Britain's largest mobile network, EE, in a multi-billion pound deal. This comes after weeks of negotiations with EE's current owners, Deutsche Telekom and France's Orange. 24 million people have subscribed to EE in the UK, and if this deal comes through, it will be the first time BT has returned to the mainstream mobile market for more than a decade. Well, Stephen Gibson from SLG Economics and former principal economist from Ofcon joins us now. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
BT's been in exclusive talks to buy EE for several weeks. What do we know about these talks?
Yes, they've been in talks since just before Christmas, where they've been ironing out some of the real deals here. They still have to go through regulatory approval, of course, which means going through Ofcom and then the new CMA, the Competition and Markets Authority. But unless that there are major problems there, then this deal will go ahead.
And is it a good move for BT to buy another mobile phone network, having already flogged one?
Well, as you say, they sold Cellnet back in 2002, now 02. The industry has changed, transformed over the last decade. And so now we are seeing more convergence between fixed and mobile. And they're particularly looking to offer quad play. So that's where they offer fixed, mobile, broadband and TV services, both to their existing customers and also to the 21 million EE customers that they're going to gain.
So this is all about packaging, really?
There are some synergies. There are some cost cuttings in terms of IT and marketing and back office services. But I think the big opportunity here is the revenue opportunities of selling new products to new customers.
Well, we like to get our listeners involved in this programme on Wake Up to Money. And Andy in Chertsey has asked the question, where has BT suddenly got all the money from to buy their sports coverage? That was, what, £1 billion? And now to buy EE for an expected £12.5 billion. I mean, it wasn't so long ago we were reporting that BT has got a lot of problems, principally in its pension fund, where there's a massive deficit.
Yes, you are right. Remember, only about a half of this is actually going to come in cash from BT. The rest is going to be paid for in shares to both Deutsche Telekom and France's Orange network. But they are going out to the markets to raise some money from their existing shareholders, and they will have raised debt borrowed debt from banks.
So a lot of this money is going to be borrowed then?
Some of it's going to be borrowed. Right. The majority of it is just going to be a share transfer. It's not going to be a real cash that transfers hands.
Okay. Now, I mentioned earlier, your other role, your previous role, was as principal economist for Ofcom, which is the telecoms industry regulator.
That's right.
Casting your eagle eye over this deal, do you see any concerns about the acquisition as far as competition is concerned?
There will be two areas that Ofcom will be particularly concerned about. The first is that BT bought a load of spectrum in the last spectrum auction that they issued, and EE is already the largest mobile owner of spectrum. So in terms of one player having an excessive amount of radio spectrum, they may well ask the joint group to sell some of their spectrum. But perhaps the most interesting thing is an area called backhaul. Now, backhaul is the link between the mobile mast and the mobile operators. And at the moment, that is currently operated by BT for all the mobile operations. Now, of course, if they own one of the mobile operators, the regulator Ofcom will be concerned they don't discriminate between their own operator in the offering of backhaul services and the other mobile operators.
OK. Well, our markets guest, Tom Stevenson from Fidelity Worldwide, is still with us. Tom,
hello.
I know you probably haven't had a chance to look at this deal, but you must have heard it's on the way. What do you make of BT at the moment with this splash for cash going on?
Well, I think the interesting question about BT you've sort of touched on is where is the money coming from for all these things that it's trying to do? So the investment in football rights in particular, very expensive and really a bit of a sort of price war going on there, and it's spiraling upwards. But the whole quad play thing is absolutely essential. I mean, this is all about having the content and the distribution, and by having mobile and fixed line as a way of pushing through the TV and pushing through the broadband content, they absolutely have to be in all four areas. So I think, you know, whatever the cost, it's definitely strategically the right thing for them to be doing.
And Stephen, I mean, this brings them head to head with the likes of Sky, but as far as the sellers are concerned, Deutsche Telekom and France's Orange, presumably they see the UK as a fairly mature market now and want to move elsewhere, invest their money elsewhere.
Well, they are looking to reduce their cash borrowings and, as you say, to move elsewhere. But I don't think when you talk about a mature market, the market is still transforming. It's developing at a rapid speed, both with the sale of TV rights, as your other presenter mentioned, but also with new products being offered to go across both the mobile and the fixed line networks. And having these networks gives them an opportunity to have joint offerings where with easy transfer from fixed to mobile and vice versa. So it's a real revenue opportunity. It's not just a stable, mature market.
OK. All right, Stephen, many thanks for that. Stephen Gibson there from SLG Economics.